Not a thing. Not a thing is nothing special. No thing special. No special thing. Then all things, each thing, all beings, each being can arise, can cease, can be special, can be not special. This is ordinary life, ordinary being, ordinary mind, ordinary death, ordinary as the order, as in order of this moment. Zazening is not a thing to do. Having not a thing to do, then this is the doing, zazening, in the midst of not a thing to do. Zazening in the midst of not doing anything. If we think, believe otherwise, not only do we get in trouble, but we blind ourselves to our life, blind ourselves to zazening. See, what we are doing, what you are doing, requires that you, we must do practice, must do zazening, that there are some things that must be done. This nothing special life that we are, life-death that we are, life-death universe, that is, allows special to arise, to so-called be designated, and to be abandoned, to be let go. The first step for us, for our practice, for our life, is as necessary, as appropriate, see what we are doing, what you are doing. You always must see that. But seeing this is in the midst of not a thing. Not a thing. Otherwise, we are insisting on what we are holding, believing, toying with, engaging in. And the more we insist on that, the more the consequences are troublesome. Troublesome for us, troublesome for others. So what's troublesome is our insistence and our failure to see what we are doing, despite the fact that it's all in the midst of our life of not a thing, of nothing special. That's why we can use such words as indicators, pointers, descriptions, reminders of what our life is. Unfortunately, often, despite being ordinary, despite a life of ordinary arising, passing, we often refuse to allow this ordinariness, this arising, passing, ordinary life, we refuse to allow it to be our life. We refuse and resist in our reacting to the how and what of this moment, the how and what we describe and believe this moment is. And instead of that, we react to this arising, passing in myriad ways, mentally, physically, emotionally, and so forth. And if we attend to this, we can notice this and notice the consequence of this in our life, in the life of those we share life with, and in the life of the universe. In simple terms, this is what the Buddha is saying when he speaks of the Four Noble Truths, of the unsatisfactoriness or dissatisfactoriness or suffering and harming that results from the attachment and clinging, despite the fact that we cannot cling, we manage to cling. And in clinging, we create and get into and maintain all sorts of troubles, if I use it in those simple terms, general terms. So it's always our clinging that requires our attention. Attention for what? So that we could be the non-suffering, ordinary life, nothing special that we are. Provisionally, I can say, in order to be this experiencing, if we use that word, or this ordinary life, this ordinary mind, this ordinariness that we are, we must cease to do all the specials, or cease to cling to all the specials when we find us doing that, when we find ourselves doing that. When we discover that we are assuming that clinging is a natural and appropriate way of functioning and being, then this mind chatter, this emotion, thought, attachment, and holding, reacting, is where our attention is called for. And in the most simple terms, there are many ways to do it, but in most simple and general terms, to cease doing this, all these so-called specials, which often we think of as our life, is who we are, or it's certainly the way we ought to act and react as events appear and disappear, we must note, if you want to say it that way, what we are doing. What the specials of our designation, whether in terms of ourself or others, specials, so-called good, specials, so-called bad, troublesome, specials we so-called like or don't like, we must note what the specials are, which, of course, to us often seem ordinary and natural, even appropriate and necessary. Because noting gives us the ability and the opportunity of experiencing, beyond the boundaries of the, call it, belief the beyond the boundaries that the specials make of our life. Sometimes saying not a thing is also saying there's no boundaries, or no boundaries that are not just something erected and dropped according to circumstances. Of course there's boundaries. You're where you are, and I'm where I am, and we've got this screen here that it's the boundary and yet not the boundary, because you can hear me at this moment. And even those who can't hear me, when I speak, the waves go out into all sorts of directions and realms. Truly, what is so is no experiencing. And yet we need to call it experiencing in order to enter this realm, if I say it that way. There is no experiencing. But it's fine, therefore, to designate things as experiencing. There is no thing experiencing. And yet, we designate experiencing as that. If I say it in a different way, though it's not ongoing, not a thing, yet I can say ongoing, not a thing. And this ongoing, not a thing has a so-called past and maybe a so-called future. But ordinary mind, ordinariness, ordinary being is the universe at this moment. Our universe, your universe, my universe. But of course, as we designate that and use those words, sometimes the words use us and trap us, or we trap ourselves in them. So, experiencing is no experience. No experiencing allows us to live and respond as this moment, allows us to be this, including when necessary, when appropriate, note how, where we're covering up this life that we are. When, how, where we are elsewhere, else how, than this moment of our life. Even when we, I'll use the expression, zone out, so to speak, into a blankness, into trance of some sort. We do that too sometimes, at least if we are honest with ourselves. And then we, even in just sitting upright, we miss being where we are. Doesn't take anything special to be who you are, because its very nature doesn't require you to do anything. And yet, you, I, we, must do, be this, because otherwise our habits result in us missing our life, not hearing, not feeling, not smelling, not seeing, not tasting. Doesn't matter when I'm saying not hearing, that has nothing to do with being hard of hearing. Not seeing has nothing to do with being blind. Though I'm blind in one eye, has nothing to do with that. But still, we don't see this life that we are. We don't experience be the life that we are. And in fact, the whole of the Buddha's teaching is so that we could be at peace as this life, not limited to inside this sack of skin and bones, but this life of the universe. So then, all sorts of ways of expressing this, all sorts of ways that we are awakened over and over to this life. So ancestors have expressed this in many ways. Gute ever asked a question, whenever asked a question, raised one finger. Yunyan said this. Is it? Matsu sometimes said, mind is Buddha. Other times, no mind, no Buddha. Maizumi Roshi liked to encourage us, appreciate your life. Appreciate your life. As is. Your life is not different from life of the universe. So Dogen could remind us. Be awakened by the myriad dharmas, by the whole universe. And this awakening continues endlessly, boundlessly, if I add that word. So, if we practice, if we sit upright, right there, it's all taken care of. All is revealed. All is realized. Don't have to limit it to such things called formal zazen, formal sitting. Each moment of our life is so. Except when we place boundaries and conditions that we believe about it. It only goes this far, it only goes that far, it includes this, it shouldn't have that. And that's the moment where Joko encourages us. Note and be this no special thing, nothing special. Be this experiencing. See, experiencing is nothing special. Nothing special is just that, nothing special. Except when we start including and excluding. Okay, what I would like to do at this point is stop the talk and then do what we did yesterday and maybe have discussion. But I will first stop the recording so that those who are hesitant to speak because of it being recorded or whatever will maybe be more encouraged to bring up what's valuable and important for them to clarify so that we can live the life we are. We can live the life of the universe. We can be the life of the Buddha, which is nothing special. Ordinary mind.